talk food on behalf of our friends at the Olive Leaf in Bloomington. Bloomington Chocolate Company and our great friend joining us. Food Dude is Jordan Davis. Well, Bloomington's Chocolate Company and the Olive Leaf. Come for the smells and leave with the ingredients for recipes that will impress. And Jordan's here to impress with his food knowledge every week and all the great things he has been eating. My man, you're healthy this week. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thanks, man. Yeah, made it through COVID. It wasn't too bad. By the time I tested positive, I think the worst of it was already behind me. So I was stuck at home for 3 days, actually feeling pretty good. So I got a lot done. It was nice. And then almost as nice as watching Halliburton hit those back-to-back threes.
Did he really?
Yeah, well, he had back-to-back threes. Tatum got the start. Yeah, Kerr's mixing it up a little bit.
That's awesome. And I figured he'd get those guys frothing at the mouth. They'd bring him off the bench. It'd just be like KD coming off the bench and bagging 21 and a quarter. I think Kerr knows what he's doing. I think his CV has shown us. I did not know he hit two threes. That is fantastic. All right. Jordan Davis, not only on the food update, our Olympics basketball insider as well here on a Wednesday afternoon. Okay, so your taste buds are back. So that means your list of things we've been enjoying here for the last week probably has filled up. The good news I have for you, I'm looking towards the Ellettsville portion of town. Hopefully by 4:30, our friends out there at the Marcy Jane Lewis Park can get a little bit of a break. These Wednesdays have been a roller coaster.
Yeah, man, it's been really hit or miss. You know, I texted all the food trucks about 30 minutes ago. And just ask, hey, who still wants to go? Most of them are still in. We still have Bloomberg, right. Little Bull Thai, Weaver's Barbecue, Chocolate Mousse, La Poblana and Doner Kebab tapped out, which, you know, I don't blame them. But, yeah, looks like the weather's going to be okay. We've got really great band, Big Dog, playing from 6 to 8. The event itself runs from 4:30 to 8:30.
Outstanding. So there is an option tonight. Yeah, just let this stuff blow through because it looks like on the radar we're going to be okay in the late afternoon, early evening, and we should be just back to summertime, right around the corner. Jordan Davis joining us today. It's the final day of July. 1 week from today, school starts, buddy. That's going to shake up a little schedules there, but that's not going to bother you or me. But we know as the calendar turns from July to August, we know that students will slowly start creeping back. Some of those leases begin tomorrow on August 1st. Some begin on the 15th. This is a great time of year to get out and support some local restaurants before the crunch hits again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been trying to do my part as always. But, yeah, get out there now. Students are going to be back soon. So sneak in your favorite downtown eateries while you can.
And there's plenty of them to choose from. Happy hours are going on. I've seen happy hours in some different places that haven't been perhaps the traditional happy hour times. Our friends at Osteria have it from 1 to 4 p.m. I just saw a post from Bedrock Cafe, noon to 2 on certain days of the week. So that helps a guy like me who's on the radio from 3 to 6, buddy.
Yeah, not a bad deal, man. It's I'm waiting for places to do baked good happy hours, and I'll be out there.
Don't tempt them. Please. As Jordan Davis and I get back together, the calendar gets changing, our routines start changing, but Food Truck Friday doesn't change. We're going to run through all of September as well. And I think I saw this on social maybe yesterday or the day before. All your musical acts are filled through the end of Food Truck Friday. That's great.
Yeah, we run through the end of October. We've got, man,
end of October.
I don't even know what to point out.
I screwed up. I said end of September. End of October.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We run through the end of October. It gets a little chilly, but it's still great. You know, the little chilly won't feel like anything once you get into November and December. So get out there, still support the food trucks while you can. Man, I don't even know what bands to point out because we have so many good ones. True Music, Charlie Jessup, Peyton Womack, Mindfully Blind, Otto and the Moaners. I booked most of these, I got very lucky. It's just absolutely stacked with just talent. So every single Friday, live music. Two of the ones the rest of the way were Parks and Rec. The rest of them were all just kind of Food Truck Friday that we put together. We got five more beer gardens left. And yeah, go to our Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/foodtruckfriday or search Bloomington Food Truck Friday. It'll pop up. We got openers. We got full bands. It's everything you could ask for.
And it's just growing in a steady growth. We're not asking for records to be broken. It's just the more we do it, the more fun we have. And how many trucks? You don't have to list them all off for me. What are we at, 14, 15 now?
Yeah, let's see. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, we're at like 14 or 15 this week. You know, that includes the hot dog cart, includes Chocolate Moose, Rasta Pops, but the rest of them are all food trucks. So no shortage of options. You know, this week for music, we have Michael Norris and the Steve Houck Band. This week is presented by Boston Scientific down at Switchyard Park every Friday from 11 to 9.
Follow along on Facebook and social media for updates in case there is a little weather, which there is in the forecast this week. But as we've seen, things can blow in and blow out, and the rest of the day is fine. So with that big window from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., there's plenty of time to get there. If you want to beat the crowds, we always tell you, this is your last Friday for some of you before school starts. Mid-afternoon's great. You know, get have a late breakfast, have a little, then mid-afternoon, you can get in there. And if you got kids that are hungry, that's one way to beat it. So take that for what it's worth. You know what I saw? And we're going to get to some new restaurant-y news as well. Our friends at Hoosier Bar and Grill, did you see what they have coming up?
Oh, no, I didn't. But they always have something wild going on.
This is right. And I thought to myself, well, this is going to be wild. But how about this? Tomorrow night, Thursday, August 1st, not April 1st, August 1st, they are going to have a all-ages night with a free kids meal, if adults, with the paying adult, obviously, and karaoke at the Hoosier Bar and Grill. What a great way to end summertime and get ready for getting back to school with the whole family. That's a shift that I don't think a lot of people in Ellisville probably had on their radar.
No, not at all. Yeah, I just saw that. All ages night, tomorrow at 6. Man, I might go out there and sing a tune or two. I'm looking forward to singing, hearing you and Mariah do Old Sonny and Cher together.
Really? I didn't know. What's your go-to song? Is it Sonny and Cher?
Honestly, it's either Lean on Me by Bill Withers or No Diggity by Blackstreet.
I'd pay to watch B. I wouldn't. Do you turn your hat sideways when you do that? Come on, you can.
No, I don't. You know, I got a nice full head of hair. I like hats, but I don't wear them too much. I got to show off what I got before I start balding.
You got a large cranium too. I'm not sure how many are going to fit. You got a lot of brain up there. A lot of
snapbacks don't work for me.
Let it breathe, man. Just let it breathe. Let it breathe. Jordan Davis is our guest. He's brought to you this afternoon and every Wednesday by the Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company on Bloomington's east side. And, well, on Bloomington's west side is Ellettsville, and there seems that's the newsier part of things going on today. We've got some new folks putting businesses in Ellettsville, a little Hawaiian action, a little coffee. What do you got for me today?
Yeah, so I know you mentioned the Big B Coffee is going to be opening. I'm not sure on the date on that, but they've had that sign up there forever. It's right on Sale Street.
August 20th.
August 20th, yeah. And then Mama Dukes, but the Hawaiian Hoosier is opening up there with Ponoi Garden. I think we talked about a little bit last week where Vine Street Barbecue used to be.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing a bunch of treats, and I went to one of their soft openings. And they've got she did this homemade jello that was absolutely fantastic. But yeah, they're coming on August 17th from 2 to 6. It's 120 West Temperance Street, again, where Vine Street Barbecue used to be. But they're doing like a ukulele open mic, games, food samples. Yeah, August 17th, 2 to 6. And Aloha Attire is encouraged. So break out your finest Jimmy Buffett shirt before you go, Glass.
Well, I surely will do that. I think my son asked me to buy him a ukulele the other day. I'll take him out there to see if he means business or not. Well, you don't want to commit to the purchase and then have to give it away. My dad, God rest his soul, he liked to fiddle around with a ukulele. I'm happy it skipped a generation. Let's put it that way. My favorite rapper is Tone Deaf, and I am not good with any of that going on. So that covers us in Ellettsville and all the other great things that are happening out in that direction. But we also have in Bloomington on the north side behind Heartwork Brewing and La Bonita Mexican Restaurant and Market. Here comes Jenny's Baking Company. Tell me what you know about all that going on up there.
Yeah, so they've been doing home baking for a while. I'm trying to remember if I've ever tried them. I can't say for sure.
Well, you and I should change that. We should go check it out.
Oh, it's right by my house. Lovey actually sent me and my buddy, a clip of the Herald Times article. Shout out to Carol Kugler announcing Jenny's opening up there at 1711 North College behind Heartwork and next to La Bonita. And he said, news is slowly getting out that Jordan moved to the north side. All these foodie entrepreneurs are opening up and budgeting, 10% of their gross revenue on me coming by.
Imagine the highways and trails that will be paved up to Fritz Terrace, knowing all this.
Yeah. really looking forward to it. They're known for the cinnamon rolls. Any baked good is a good thing for this town or for me.
Well, that sounds like it's in walking distance as well. They can get right down there, sneak down Kinzer Pike and slide in that way, as that will take you where you need to go. So she's up and running as well, and that's a great thing about this town. We have such a cool foodie culture. Things are popping up and going at all times. Everything, Jordan, from hot dog carts to bakeries to coffee shops to restaurants, and it doesn't stop, which is great.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, it's we've said it time and time again. It's the reason that this program works every week, where, we talk for 25, 30 minutes, and we never have enough time to cover everything. In the city of 80,000. And we're just very blessed with all the amazing food options that we have. And, man, I just hope it never changes.
Jordan Davis is our guest today. Speaking of food, buddy, what have you been eating?
Yeah, so we are joking about bakery happy hours. I noticed earlier I was, just kind of slowing down a little bit in my midday wall, and popped over to Two Sticks right before they closed, and they had cream cheese brownies.
Man, I saw that. What is that all about?
It's cream cheese and a brownie, bub. It was everything I wanted. It was everything I needed. I'm pretty sure I might have shed a tear or two while I was eating it. But man, Two Sticks, I used to go multiple times a week. I finally cut back on that, over the years. I've tried to get a little bit better, but their quality has only gone up. I've gotten better at not going quite as much, but they've gotten even better about just producing some of the baked goods, best baked goods you can find in town. Did a really good maple latte, iced maple latte with a cream cheese brownie. Man, if that doesn't, kick you in the butt to keep you going on a Wednesday, I don't know what will.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful. I had breakfast today at the Lincoln Square Pancake House. Fantastic service. Food was out in less than like 6 minutes. Hot, delicious. And that's not on my side of town. That's more on your side of town. But it was great. I asked them, hey, how's business? How's everybody doing? Oh, they can't keep up. So that's exciting to hear as well.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. They, they're based out of Indy, but it's a family venture, and it's definitely an upgrade over Denny's. I love their biscuits and gravy omelet that they do, and their banana bread French toast.
Had a little Eggs Benedict today. Had a little bit different style in the hollandaise, but I liked it. A little lemony, so that was
interesting. There you go.
Yeah, it was a nice kick, and service was really good, and so was the food, so that's always great to report. Jordan Davis checking in as always. What else, now that you're now you can smell and taste everything again, did you didn't have any like after effects from COVID? No,
the taste is still coming back. It's mostly back, but that was the part that sucked the most, was even when I was feeling better on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, my taste wasn't still fully back. So but one of the things that I had two nights ago that I was able to taste 75%. It was my first time having Peach Cobbler Factory.
Oh,
I know. I finally tried it out. We got it DoorDashed. We made dinner at home. We're feeling good. And it's like, just got a hankering for something sweet, and DoorDashed over. And it was actually, they've gotten some flack for their pricing, but we had a flight delivered of two different types of banana puddings, two different types of cobblers, tip and everything. It was like $25, and it was a lot of dessert for two people, and the convenience of having it brought to your house. But we did the blackberry cobbler, the honey apple cobbler, the OG banana pudding, and their peanut butter and jelly pudding, and they all just hit the spot. They're all fantastic.
The delivery time, everything else with the, it gets there, it's in good quality, so don't let that dissuade you either, right?
Yeah, Cobbler was hot, and honestly, that was probably the fastest DoorDash I've had. I only DoorDash maybe twice a month. I'm not big on it. I'm usually able to just go kind of get it.
I've never DoorDashed.
Cut out the middleman when possible. But it's nice in, you know, in a pinch. But yeah, it got there very quick, and yeah, the Cobbler was hot, which is all I could have asked for.
Well, that's delightful. Dessert always good for you. And Jordan Davis checking in. C3 celebrated their 10-year anniversary, so a big congratulations to the folks out there. And what is that called? Renwick? Is that? Do I have the right spot there? Renwick?
Yeah, Renwick Plaza, and you know, Matteo and the Smiths. They've done a great job over there between the front of house, back of house, and they just they know what they're doing, they know what they're about, and they execute it day in and day out.
And that's the recipe that sometimes we forget about. As the football analogy would be, you have to be really good at blocking and tackling. Throwing 90-yard bombs are great when they happen, but if you don't do the little things right, you don't get a chance to do those all the time. Big festival coming up on Saturday. I had a chance to talk to Barrett Deal and Tommy Richardson. I want to make sure everybody, I know a lot of people tune in when you're on the Kings Blues and Barbecue Funk Fest Saturday night, 6 o'clock at the Upland. Tickets, $30 at the door. You get Will T's Barbecue, the King Bee and the Stingers and the Dynamics, plus all the Upland beer you can handle on your own dime. That's a great cause. It raises money for the Boys and Girls Clubs here locally, so you get to eat Will T's Barbecue and listen to a couple of great bands on the same bill right here in Bloomington coming up this Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, we normally sell ice cream with that. No one reached out this year, which kind of stinks, but I love that event. The barbecue is fantastic every single year. Will T's, the way he's got like a really kind of vinegar-based sauce that's different than a lot of other places around town, so it's a really unique barbecue that is different than what you're normally having. And the Dynamics and King Bee and the Stingers, man, what a talk about a 1-2 punch. Oof. We've been lucky enough to have King Bee and the Stingers and Dynamics do Food Truck Fridays over the years, and they're just such a good time.
Delightful. Okay, 2 minutes, two more. Get our mouths watering, will you?
Yeah, so the three things that I had when I couldn't really taste very well, but textures were huge. I went and picked up some Bangkok Thai. They have some of the best crab rangoon you could find. So I still got the crunchy and the creamy and a little bit of the sweet and sour that they do. Excellent over there. I did a beef dish. Normally, you know, I'm sticking with a curry or a pad thai or, you know, some type of orange crispy chicken, something like that. But yeah, just did this kind of tender beef dish that it was really good from what I could taste. Again, texturally, it was fantastic. Did Dave's Hot Chicken. I was trying to wake up my taste buds a little bit, get a little spice on there. Man, you do their two sliders with their fries and the Dave's sauce. Get whatever heat level you're comfortable with, but then put a packet of honey on each slider.
Oh.
And it really just takes it over the top.
Inside tip. And yep. Wrapping us up today,
Mother Bears. I did the Munchie Madness special. Got the brownies, got the lemonade 2-liter, got the sausage pizza. It was perfect. It was everything I ever wanted.
Crumble sausage or the rings?
So I do Italian. Crumble's good. I like it if I get Pizza X or like sometimes I'm in the mood for crumble, but a lot of times I want it thick and juicy.
There you go. What kind of crust?
For Mother Bears, I just do the standard pan.
I love that, too. I could eat that. It's been a while. You can hear me drooling across. Oh, sorry about that. Who's on the No Dishes podcast? New.
Yeah, for sure. So we are coming up. We've got the owners of Baked coming on to record. We've never had those guys on. Jeremy and Jason are awesome. I love them so much. And then coming up, we got Mama Duke's Hawaiian Barbecue just came out. We just put out an episode with the Upland guys, the head brewer, the executive chef. But yeah, No Dishes Podcast, it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube, Instagram, No Dishes B-Town, No Dishes Bloomington on Facebook. We're covering all the places you want to know about the people behind your favorite food here in Bloomington.
And you are the man leading the charge. I'm just happy to have you every Wednesday, buddy. Thank you so much for your time. Glad you're back in the saddle again. Hope to run into you this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on. Always a great time, and glad to be feeling better.